Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. How much is the Commanders' defense improved? They have the addition of Will Harris. They have the addition of Trey Amos. We hope you can have an improved Marshon Lattimore. Guys like Mikey Sainristil, Noah I take a step forward. More chemistry for linebackers, Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu working together for another season. But what I think is more important is just another season of understanding the concepts and the schemes that Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. want to run. I don't know that the talent level is as improved as we all hoped it would be. Every Commanders fan wanted an edge rusher, wanted to set the edge, wanted to stop the run after Saquon Barkley ran all over them in the conference championship game. We didn't get that piece yet. I still think they're going to add an edge rusher before September 4th when the season begins. But based off the roster right now, how much is the Commanders' defense improved? 833-804-0910. It's the question of the day on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
The defense on paper last year wasn't as bad as the eye test would tell you. And I think a lot of that had to do with how good Jaden Daniels and the offense was. The offense stayed on the field, converting fourth downs at an incredible rate. The offense kept scoring drives at an incredible rate. One of the best percentages of drives ending in points of any team in the National Football League. And then you have to look at time of possession, which Jaden Daniels in the running game helped just keep Washington's defense off the field for significant parts of the game, and that's helped them statistically. But the eye test shows you they had a lot of problems. The Commanders' defense, total defense, ranked 13th in the NFL, allowing an average of 326.9 yards per game. Passing defense weren't bad. Third, conceding just 189 passing yards per game. The rushing defense, that was the struggle. They could not stop the run. 29th, they gave up 137 rushing yards per game, and when you give up that many yards on the ground, you're going to give up points. Washington allowed 23 points per game, 18th in the National Football League. Bobby Wagner was the highest graded defender at PFF for the Washington Commanders defensively. It was pretty obvious he was all around the field. I think personally for me, it was probably Frankie Louvu going sideline to sideline. But Wagner just swallowed people up when they went across the middle. The primary concern, the run defense. And I do think that there is concern in the secondary, but when you were able to run so much against this team, you didn't feel like you had the need to take as many deep shots. They did try to reinforce the defensive line with the addition of Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise. I think a key factor for this team and this unit defensively taking a step forward is the two defensive tackles, Johnny Newton and Daron Payne. Newton is one of my picks for a guy that could be the most improved Commander this season. There was a reason that he was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and only fell to the second round because of injury. Daron Payne is playing on a contract year. He's playing on a contract year, and that usually brings out the best in everybody. The last time he was on a contract year, he had like 10 sacks. We saw the best version of Daron Payne we've ever seen in our life. Could we get that again this season? Michael Phillips told us he's heard that Daron Payne has been standing out. Let's hear from the defensive coordinator, Joe Witt Jr., about your D-tackle, Daron Payne.
The guy that, to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. Daron Payne, man, like every day this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey, man, let's calm down. Like I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do. And he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all. All right. But he is leading by example. And this year, you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
Part of me thinks, you know, it might have something to do with the fact that, look, he saw what happened to his brother and best friend, Jonathan Allen, got shipped out, right? They didn't need him anymore here. And so I think Payne realizes that he needs to step up, and that's why he's been balling out in OTAs. But when we talk about how much improved the defense is this year with the talent level, I do think it comes down to the coaching scheme, and I want to go back to the issues with the defense last year. Statistically, way, way, way too many penalties for first downs. Washington gave up 38 penalties for first downs. That's pass interference. That's jumping off sides on third and one like Johnny Newton did. That's why we lost the Steelers game. Remember that one, Stubb? Everyone got pissed off. But really, it was pass interference after pass interference, a couple holding penalties, defensive holding penalties. But so many times, the defense simply could not get off the field because they were hurting themselves with penalties. That was bottom six in the NFL last year. Way too many penalties for first downs. That's the theme. They couldn't get off the field. How about this? 8% of drives ended in a turnover. That's bottom 10 in the National Football League. That's what Dan Quinn was preaching all season long, right? We've got to get takeaways. We've got to get more takeaways. I wonder what this percentage is in the postseason stuff. Maybe you can look that up. Number of drives ending in a turnover. Because they did get the turnovers in the postseason. They got a turnover against the Bucs to win that game. They had like four turnovers against the Lions, right? So they did get the turnovers in the postseason. But in the regular season, less than 10% of drives ending in a turnover, just simply not good enough. It really isn't. And the teams on this list that had less percentage of drives ending in a turnover, like all missed out on the postseason. It's the Titans. It's the Jets. It's the Patriots, it's the Raiders, it's the Browns, it's the Jags, and the Giants. You don't want to be in a list with those awful franchises. And then you look at, defensively, yards per carry. We talked about the issue defensively in stopping the run. The average at the end of the regular season was 4.8 yards per carry the defense was giving up. Nearly 5 yards. That's two snaps of the football and a first down, basically, at 5 yards a carry. That was bottom five in the National Football League, along with teams that were defensively awful. The Carolina Panthers, the New Orleans Saints, the Bears, and the Cowboys. The Commanders have got to get better at stopping the run and lowering that average to about 3.5 yards per carry from 4.8, which is just incredible. And then the other stat that was really eye-popping to me about the defense this past year was on fourth down, right? Stubb, we know how legendary our offense was on fourth down, right? I mean, it was one of the best the NFL has ever seen. And Jaden Daniels himself was like 12 of 12 on fourth and short situations. Our defense, a lot to be desired. They gave up 67% of fourth down plays. So basically, 7 out of every 10 fourth down for the opponent was a success. That's not just fourth and ones, fourth and twos, fourth and threes. That's just another key example of the defense unable to get off the field. And then you look at All right, how about red zone percentage, right? I thought this team was pretty good at bending but don't break. Not really. When a team got to the red zone, 60.4% of the time they got into the end zone, and that was bottom 10 in the National Football League. The red zone defense, bottom 10. The defense as a whole could not get off the field. That was their biggest issue. So when you look at the defense this year, have they done enough to get off the field? I think they have improved stopping the run, so they should be able to lower the amount of rushing yards per game they give up, which was 29th at 137.1. All right, so maybe they can get that down to like 110, 115, 120 and get into the top 20 for those rankings, because I think they have done enough to stop the run. Not pass rush, not sacks, which was another stat that they really were not great at, because we haven't brought in that edge rusher that we all want, Jadeveon Clowney, Trey Hendrickson, Von Miller. But I think with Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, a few of the other pieces we brought in here, they should be better at stopping the run. And then you look at, well, how else do you get off the field? Stub, you create a turnover. You create an interception. Trey Amos, an improved Mikey Sanristil, a better version of Marshon Lattimore. Will Harris is better, I think, at interceptions than Jeremy Chinn. He's not as good of a hitter and not as good at stopping the run, but he should be able to make more plays on the ball in the air. I think they have done a good enough job to have more turnovers. So turnover percentage of drives that end in a turnover should go up, and rushing yards per game, I think, should go down. And that's the improvements they've made. And then other than that, it's the chemistry at the linebacker position and a better understanding of the schemes that Dan Quinn wants to run that should help them get off the field. But Johnny Newton and Daron Payne, those guys are going to be under a lot of pressure this season to perform. Newton was a high draft pick. We hope that he can kind of replace Allen and Payne in the future, and Payne's on a contract year, so we need him to perform. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Have the Commanders done enough to improve defensively? 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Just a fantastic start to the Stanley Cup Finals last night with the unbelievable come-from-behind victory for Edmonton. They steal it in overtime, 4-3. So Florida wins last year 4-3. Love how it went to 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals. This year, it's Edmonton who wins Game 1. Game 2 will be Friday night. Tonight begins the NBA Finals. We went out on the fast break with AWOD and Chris Miles to preview the contest. Chris Miles from NBA TV. You can rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed that at 12:30. We will include it on the podcast Best of AWOD Radio that you can get on your ride home on Spotify, iTunes, or the free Odyssey app. Just search AWOD Radio. We got Rick Snyder to talk Commanders at 2 p.m., but I wanted to bring up a Dude Food story right now because when we did our Busty Burger Bracket, our victor, our winner for the best burger in Richmond, Virginia, was Easy Burger. And Easy Burger is in the news today. That's the lead story on Dude Food.
Dude Food!
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food?
The most delicious food you've ever
tasted.
Yes! I can eat this off a flip-flop!
He loves food.
Dude Food!
All right, so we've already talked about the chicken sandwich wars are back. It started in 2019. It was Chick-fil-A, the champ. Then Popeyes stepped in with their ginormous chicken sandwich that's so breaded. Sometimes, what'd you say, Stub? It's fried air.
Right? Yeah.
KFC was involved as well as a few other chicken sandwich companies. And this summer, the chicken sandwich wars are back, but it's the snack wrap wars, right?
It is the snack wrap wars.
WW2 snack wrap wars. And right now it's McDonald's and Popeyes. Chick-fil-A does not have a snack wrap,
no,
correct?
They don't. Taco Bell in the future, though.
They
allegedly
will. Because Taco Bell has entered into the chicken debate as adding their...
the nuggets.
Nuggets. They do not have tenders, right?
No, they don't have tenders.
And they don't have a sandwich. Right, but they have
they
nuggets.
Put, like, you know, there's chicken in some of their...
Yeah. No, every time we talk about it, it blows my mind that Taco Bell, the place that I used to love going to as a kid to get a number 7, you know, soft taco and a quesadilla, now serves nuggets and fries. Like, it's just wild to me that that happens. But anyway, it's beyond the point. It's Popeyes versus McDonald's. Chick-fil-A has a wrap, but it's a grilled chicken sandwich, so they're not involved in this as of now. There's an update here in Richmond, Virginia. I mentioned Easy Burger, the champions of our Busty Burger bracket. Burger night is from 5 to 9 p.m. Thursdays at Easy Burger. Buy any burger or sandwich and get a second of equal or lesser value for just $5. Sounds great every Thursday. Or you could branch out and go bold with their new Pollo Diablo. Pollo Diablo. A deep-fried, all-natural chicken thigh drenched in Diablo sauce, stacked high with house pickles, slaw, and creamy easy sauce. Play it safe or spice it up. Just your call. Don't sleep on the deal. That's got me fired up, Stub, because I already love the Easy Burger Iron. I think it's called the Big Iron. It's one of my favorite burgers in town. Always go there, get their fries as well, and it's cool because you can kind of sit in the patio of Ardent and have a nice beer. Ardent's one of my favorite breweries in Scotts. They have entered the chicken sandwich wars with their Pollo Diablo. And here it is on Instagram,
okay.
Stub. It looks fantastic. Oh, that does look really good. That looks meaty. That's a juicy
and it's not
chicken
dry.
Sandwich. It's not
a dry chicken sandwich is the worst thing you can make.
There's wet and there's wet. That's probably wet.
You make the get voted the best burger in town. You try to make a chicken sandwich. It's a little greedy.
Oh, really?
That's what I think. I mean, why would I go there and not get a burger at this point?
Yeah.
It's the best.
Well, you can get a second one for $5, I guess. So you could do the combination there. So that's got me a little bit excited. Another Dude Food story that is local.
Okay.
Nightingale ice cream sandwiches. I've talked about them at length. I love them. They take your normal ice cream sandwich and they put steroids on it. My favorite is the banana pudding. They've got Cookie Monster. They've got like a chocolate one that's fantastic. They've got like 8 or 9 flavors plus an original flavor. All right. So Nightingale is based in Richmond. They announced, I believe it was May 30th, that they are investing $5.8 million to move into a brand new production facility and corporate headquarters that will also create 166 new jobs locally. The CEO said, "We began in the kitchen of a Richmond restaurant and have grown into something beyond what we ever imagined." She founded Nightingale in 2016. It started by getting into Whole Foods, Kroger, Fresh Market, Harris Teeter. Now it's everywhere. I think they have it at like River City Roll. They have it at Stellar's Grocery. They might even have it at Easy Burger. It's just like every place in Richmond is just grabbing these because people are obsessed with them.
This is the company that tricked you on April Fool's Day, right?
Yes, because I thought they had a barbecue ice cream, yeah. And I would have eaten it because I'm obsessed with their ice cream sandwiches.
Well, you put barbecue sauce on French fries, I'm not surprised.
Just don't look at the calories of these things. That's what I would say because you probably want to stop eating them.
If you're getting ice cream, you're making a concession.
Yeah, but they have received a ton of support from everyone in Virginia, especially here in Richmond. And the CEO said, "We're deeply grateful for the support, which will help us accelerate our growth while staying true to our Richmond, Virginia roots as we expand our commitment to this community and remain stronger than ever." If they were going to make a Richmond, Virginia Nightingale ice cream flavor, what would it be? What comes to mind for you?
What comes to mind of Richmond?
Yeah.
Who?
Right? River-based?
Something river-based.
River rat?
I love that we're called the River City, like we're the only city with a river.
Every city is trying to get in on that now.
I know.
Pittsburgh's, we're three rivers!
And Chicago's got a river. What are we doing? I don't know. I feel like barbecue is pretty popular here. You think of like a ZZQ.
So now you're going back to
on
April
I'm starting
Fool's.
To be sold on it.
Yeah, I would eat a bacon ice cream sandwich. Barbecue bacon ice cream sandwich. That's
I think a lot of people would.
Yeah. I mean, I think people sleep on candied bacon. Bacon can be used breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert in my mind. It's not going to be healthy for you.
No.
Your arteries are going to be upset.
I'm landing on watermelon.
Oh.
Because the watermelon festival is a big part of Richmond.
Yes. We got all the festivals.
It's one of the bigger. It's a top three festival.
It is. I go every single year. That's not bad. I don't know that a watermelon ice cream sandwich would be that great. I feel like you need more oomph. Like watermelon doesn't. Sometimes watermelon just tastes like water.
Well, like you gotta get a good one.
Yeah, but even if you get a good
one, that's a bad watermelon.
You gotta blow it up with sugar to, I feel like, get the flavor.
Not
to, like,
if you
pop.
Get a good one, dude.
But if you did watermelon lime, watermelon lemonade. Pink lemonade watermelon. I could be talked into that.
I could be talked into that.
If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. The Richmond Times-Dispatch dropped an article. The 100 best restaurants in Richmond of 2025. I have only been to one of the top 20. So we've got Justin Lowe, who is the food reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He's going to join us next week and break down some of the best food options here in RVA. As it is, bit season, list season, as we continue throughout the summer here on The Fan. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to talk a little Washington Nationals baseball, it's our buddy Andrew Golden from the Washington Post. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, Anna? How you doing?
Pretty good. So how about Mackenzie Gore? Man, was that fantastic. And I'm so glad the team got the win, right? Because so many times he's had these great performances, and then the bats haven't been there.
Yeah, I think that's proof that, you know, that wins for a pitcher aren't always indicative of how well they're actually pitching. Obviously, we knew that with Jacob DeGrom a couple years ago, but I think the case, same goes for Mackenzie Gore in this case. He's been pitching so well this year, and what impressed me most about it wasn't the strikeouts or any of those things. It was what happened in the first inning, loads the bases with no outs, gives it three hits in a row, and is able to not allow any runs to score. And I think that kind of sums up who he's been this year. I think in the past you might have seen him spiral and then maybe give up some of those runs and kind of panic in those situations, but I was really impressed with his ability to work out of that jam last night. I think it set the tone for the rest of his outing.
Yeah, I think he's been performing better than expectations. 108 strikeouts, a really good ERA. He hasn't gotten the wins, but obviously got the one last night. Has he been better than your expectations?
This is probably what I expected Mackenzie Gore to be this year, to be quite honest. I thought he would put it all together. I think he always had the stuff, the pitch mix to be one of these elite pitchers who can rack up the amount of strikeouts. Now, did I think he'd be leading the league in strikeouts? Maybe not, but I thought he'd be up there for sure, and so it's been impressive to see him all put it together, and we'll see if he can sustain for the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, is that what it's all about, just consistency here for Mackenzie Gore? Or are there still a few things, you know, mechanically that he can improve on to be our ace of the future?
Yeah, I think the key is his consistency. I think what you saw from him in his first full season in 2023 was that he was really, really good, but the second half he struggled. And then last year he was really, really good except for 8 or 9 starts in the middle. So I think the key is going to be when he reaches that rough stretch, can he contain it? Can he make it 2 or 3 outings and not 7 or 8? I think that's the key for him. I think he's learned a lot about who he is, and I think we should see that this year. And so I'm not so concerned. I'm not surprised by his hot start. I'm interested to see what happens as the year goes on, if he starts to get a little bit tired or drained, and how he responds there.
Dylan Cruz was starting to heat up at the plate, and then he is dealing with that injury. What's the latest on the IL for Dylan Cruz?
Yeah, Dylan hasn't resumed any baseball activities as of Tuesday. He's still building up strength in his oblique, and so I wouldn't expect to see him back here for maybe 3 or 4 weeks. Could be a month, maybe a little bit longer. So we'll kind of see how it all plays out, but he hasn't resumed any baseball activities, and my guess is they're going to take it slow to make sure that when he comes back, he's fully healthy.
Man, that kind of sucks because he was really starting to heat up. I mean, how does he kind of try to maintain that momentum if he's going to be out for a full month maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of tough to maintain that full momentum when you're going to be out for a little bit of time. But I think, obviously, he was putting something together, so I think the key is just trying to look back at what he did well during those moments when he was having success, and maybe sustain that and carry that over once he returns. But hopefully he can find that rhythm back quickly, and that would be a big boost for the Nationals.
Our co-host here on 910 The Fan, Michael Phillips, said James Wood hasn't just been Nationals good. He's been Major League Baseball good, putting the league on notice. How would you describe what you've seen from the 22-year-old James Wood?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty accurate description of what James Wood has been this year. I mean, he's been an elite top-level power hitter this year. I mean, you look at where he ranks in across the league, and you look at some of the players that he's in the middle of. It's, you know, the Aaron Judges, the Ohtanis, the Ellie De La Cruzes when it comes to, like, exit velocities and those things. And so I think what he's showing is that he's I wouldn't even say he's a complete hitter at the plate, because I think there's just so much more he can tap into, which is kind of a crazy thing to say given how good he's already been. But I think I just really, really impressed with his approach. I mean, he's been one of the most disciplined players in the team since he debuted, and now it's resulted in more success. So not surprised at all at what he's doing.
Who do you think has been struggling as of late here? I feel like Keibert Ruiz got to be at the top of that list.
Yeah, Keibert's not really hitting for power. He hit 2 home runs in his first couple of games, and you were kind of hoping that maybe he would be able to tap into that a little bit more this year. But he hasn't had a homer since March, and he's not slugging. A lot of the hits have been, you know, singles, not a ton of doubles, not a ton of balls that are hit with a lot of juice with them. So I think it's kind of been a struggle for him. I'm interested to see how he bounces back. This is also kind of who Keibert Ruiz has been for the past couple of years. He has a slow bat speed, so he's not going to hit for a ton of power. So I'm interested to see what adjustments he can make to maybe maximize his potential.
Andrew Golden covers the Washington Nationals for the Washington Post. He's with us here on the hotline. I believe it was 15-12 in the month of May, the first winning month since like 2023. Do you think they can do that again in June?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of how they perform against teams that are above 500. I think obviously you saw them beat the Mariners at the end of the month. and they play the Diamondbacks and perform well against them. But I want to see how they perform in, if they're against some of the better teams in the league. Obviously, they're going to be playing the Mets next week. They're playing the Cubs right now, who are the best team in the National League. And so for them to get a series Wednesday would be huge. And they have Jake Irvin on the mound. And so I think the key for them is just showing that they're not just going to beat up on teams that they're supposed to beat, but beat up on teams that maybe people aren't expecting them to beat up on. I think that's the key for them to take the next step.
Andrew, how have you thought that some of these young guys have performed as of late, like Robert Hassel?
I think Robert Hassel's played pretty well. I think he's staying within himself. He's not doing too much. I've been pretty impressed with what he's been able to do. He's not going out there and, slugging 30 home runs like James Wynn is probably going to do, right? But that's not what they need him to do. I think they need him to play solid outfield and get on base. And so I like what he's bringing at the bottom of the order. I think Dalen Lyle is a little bit maybe a little bit slower. I think it's in terms of his offensive success, but I think it's a product of him being a little bit younger. He didn't have a ton of games in AAA, and the injury kind of called him up. So I think he has some potential, but I think it might take some more time. But I think that Dalen's a player to watch too in the future.
So Jake Irvin's been one of the best Nats pitchers this season, 5-1 record, and that he will be on the mound today, 6:45 first pitch against the Cubs. Give us your game preview.
Yeah, I think Jake, the key for him is just his ability to limit hard contact. He's not getting a ton of whiffs this year. He's not getting a ton of swing and miss. His velocity's down compared to last year. So I think the key for him is just limiting damage and making sure that when players do make contact, that's not loud contact. So I think that's the key for him today, especially against the Cubs lineup that is very good. It's one of the best in baseball. And so I'm interested to see what adjustments he makes in order to beat the Cubs today.
Andrew, have you heard any reports, any insight about what the future of Nationals baseball on TV could look like?
No, I think obviously there's massive pluses they've added as a streaming service, and so I think it remains to be seen once this deal is up at the end of the year if the Nationals look elsewhere, whether they stay with Masson. So I think it should be an interesting discussion, but no latest discussions on what that's going to look like, at least from what I've heard. But I know that there's Masson plus. There's obviously going to be a potential for them to stay with Masson, but also look elsewhere given the timing of everything.
Andrew, thank you so much for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. From Major League Baseball to the NFL offseason, we go around the National Football League with NFL Hits.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You guys know I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Call in or tweet us at AWOD Radio, at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We also have an open door policy here at 910 The Fan, and the traffic reporter, Brian, has just busted through the doors once again. And it's like you popped in here because there's a lot of talk around the office about the new intern.
There is.
Yeah, and well, his new nickname, Biff.
There's a lot of talk in this studio about the new intern. I'm not sure the people downstairs know he's here yet, but there was no email.
Yeah.
There was no walk around the building and introduce him.
Yeah, should I put him on my hip and walk him around the building after the show?
Here's what you do. Uh-huh. Monday is the day that everyone shows up for work.
Yeah.
Or next Wednesday when the big BZ is back in town. Uh-huh. Walk him around downstairs, introduce him to all the folks.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we'll get him a name tag. Hello, yes. My name is Biff.
I remember when I started across town at NBC 12 that I needed a name tag for about a month before I learned everybody's name.
Well, we're happy to have him helping out this summer. He's also already done a fantastic job.
Oh, good.
Helping with some topic ideas. He's a huge sports fan and a Commanders fan, which gets me excited. But you busted through the door today with something on your mind, other than the intern.
Other than the intern. Yeah. I did.
Is that the Mets? What is it?
It is the Mets.
Yeah.
It's the baseball in general. We're 60 games into the season. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
60 games. And the Nationals, by the way, I'm watching this yesterday, a couple nights ago, they're looking pretty good.
Dude, it's actually
500.
It's been actually really fun. I mean, Mackenzie Gore last night was fantastic. 7 innings, no runs given up. We've seen James Wood and C.J. Abrams step up to the plate and be awesome. So, like, that's what's really cool. It's like the guys that we got in the Soto trade and some of these other trades that were prospects, they were just names on a piece of paper. It's like now we're getting to see, we're putting a face to the name, and they're all stepping up. And to be ahead of the Braves at this point in the season, I'm proud of that.
Well, and this C.J. Abrams is pretty impressive, and this James Wood is very impressive as well. When I start seeing young players with these high OPS and batting average numbers, that's impressive. Because what they've done is they come in and they figure this pitching out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to have to adjust because pitchers will adjust. But, you know, hey, that Juan Soto trade, I think, is paying off for them. And, you know, of course, the Mets now have Juan Soto, $765 million. We'll see what happens.
And you guys are 39-23, top of the NL East. But I want to get your take on, like, are you enjoying what Aaron Judge is doing in New York?
Absolutely.
Like, you're not bitter that he's doing it for the Yankees. You're just appreciating the greatness.
You know, there's a lot of controversy when he was a free agent. This was a season, off season before last. The Mets didn't even make an offer.
Right.
And the conversation was, well, the Mets wanted to stay out of the Yankees' way on Aaron Judge. They kind of figured he was going to go back. So I never really got all that salty on it. They also didn't make an offer to Ohtani, and I was really salty about that. Because that's the best player I've ever seen. Now I still insist that Harper is probably the best player for his team, but Ohtani, that's the best player I've ever seen play.
Yeah, I mean,
and I've been watching 40 years almost now, so
Bryce,
I mean,
Harper,
unbelievable.
When he was on the Nationals, it felt like at a time every at bat was must watch television.
Absolutely.
Right? But then when he left, I was so bitter. And we got our revenge with the Nats winning the World Series that following year. So I can start to appreciate Bryce Harper again, and he always seems to step up in the clutch. Are you expecting more from Juan Soto this season? Can he, you think, improve at the plate? He's got to, I think, bat for a higher average and hit
he
more
does.
Bombs.
Yep. Well, here's the kid with the bombs. And I haven't heard anybody say this, but this is just my feeling watching most of these games, is that it's been, this is going to sound like an excuse, and I guess theoretically it is, it's been cold, and those balls don't travel when it's cold. But boy, when that heat starts coming in this midsummer, when it's humid and hot, those balls fly. And I've seen a lot of warning track outs for Soto. So my hope is that most of those will start turning into home runs. He has had a very good week and a half here. He's much better. And he had a two-run home run, I think, against the Dodgers the other night. So, I mean, listen, baseball's a team sport. It's not individual. Aaron Judge can only carry a team so far.
Yeah.
And Juan Soto can only carry the Mets, but so far. But we'll see what happens.
We were laughing the other day about how incredible it is. Give the stat to the audience here, the Mets record when Lindor hits a home run.
Oh, yeah. He's like 23-1 or something over the last.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He's the team leader. He's the team captain. Doesn't have the C, but he may as well be the captain. So. Yep.
Well, since you've hijacked the show here into a little bit of a major league chew, we should mention the Stubbs squad, the Baltimore Orioles, winners of five straight.
Yeah.
What? How about
now
that?
We're only like 10 under 500.
Yeah, they took advantage of the lousy White Sox, but beating the Mariners two straight is pretty good.
I don't know what's happening. I'm not taking this as any sign of a playoff push.
Have you gotten back into trying to watch daily now that they're winning games, or you're still like, I'll wait until they get back to 500?
You got to watch when they're terrible.
Yeah.
I'm a Mets fan. I watch 140 games when they lose 90 of them.
It's a good sign. I catch when I can,
yeah.
But I've never been a daily watcher kind of person. Yeah.
I just love that you revealed to me
really
that
bad,
you score the game.
Well, not every game. Yes, the other night on Monday night when the game was the Mets game, they were in L.A., it started at 10:10, not just a radio station, but a time on the clock. It was late, and I scored it. And I stayed awake through the entire thing. Now, here's the price I paid.
Yeah.
Tuesday night's game, I think it was the fourth inning, and I shut it off and went to bed. I was really sleepy.
So when you're scoring a game, I wonder, like, do you look back at it in the eighth inning and be like, do you feel like you're the manager? Like, oh, I can look back and these guys got on base. Like, we should make a pitching change. Like,
a little bit of that. I'm not really.
Why do you score it?
I score it.
Because it's the oldest school thing I've ever seen.
Here's the thing. Here's the main reason I started doing it. Because I have a hard time, Mr. ADD, and you've got these devices in your hand. I needed to concentrate on the ball game.
Yeah.
I sat down to watch, and a lot of times I found myself scrolling Instagram or scrolling X while I'm supposed to be paying attention to this game. And if I'm scoring...
Baseball's background music for me a lot of
times. If I'm scoring, I pick up the phone only during a commercial to make sure, what I missed.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that I didn't score something wrong.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the game, score sheet goes in the book, and I put it away and don't look at it again. It's only to pay attention.
I like that. My favorite thing is like watching the NBA Finals and the NBA Playoffs and live tweeting it. Like, I'll watch, as soon as it's commercial break, I think I got the hottest take in the world. I'm getting my Twitter fingers ready to go.
You know, there's a lot of political people on Twitter that used to do that with the debates.
Yeah.
And I got kind of hooked on that. But you're right, during a football game, Andy Bitter for Tech Sideline will do that for Virginia Tech games, and it's always fascinating to go back and look. I mean, every play he takes.
Oh, yeah. No, I love to, like, follow a thread, especially for, like, the Commanders. Like, I know Grant Polson, J.P. Finley a lot of times do a really good thread for Commanders games. And we're proud to be the home for the Commanders, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM.
How many days do you know this off the top of your head until training camp starts?
I can tell you, my buddy told me this, and I think this is really cool because it shows you how quick, you know, time goes by. We are closer to September 4th kickoff, the start of the regular season, not preseason, not training camp. We are closer to the start of kickoff for the regular season than last year's Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because it's been so long since
February.
Oh, sure,
absolutely. Oh, yeah, it's like less than 90 days now. It's like, I think it's September 9th, maybe? Something like that? First day of the regular season?
I think it's September 4th. It's September
4th. Even earlier. But less than 3 months.
I saw that there was... September, you're right, September 7th. September 4th is the Thursday night game. The Eagles
the big one.
Kick things off. But I believe it's 94 days until the Commanders play. Payne number days.
I know in baseball, when it hits Christmas, it's 90 days to opening day. So, that's how I'm... Same with football. You're like, you're looking out already.
Yeah.
Here, let's go.
We just had OTAs. We've got minicamp coming up, then training camp, and we're hoping to be live from Ashburn here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.